This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
There's a good series in Anaheim, and this feels like a kick in the nuts for sure. So
that was Ryan O'Hearn following the Orioles 4-0 loss to the Twins, an hour ago. It was probably in open clubhouse, and I think that's how all Orioles fans have felt this season has gone so far, Jason. It's been a big kick to the nuts.
It's utterly pathetic. It's one of the worst watches in professional sports. It's gross. I was going to say gross underachieving, but I don't really know about that part. Like, they should not be this bad, but I also told you I didn't think they were going to be good. There was no reason, if you watch this team regularly from late June on last year, that you thought they were magically going to be good. It was a bad mix. It was a caustic, toxic mix, and the people who could have done things to change the ingredients decided just to double down on everything they already believed in. And now it's horribly broken, and it's not going to fix itself. It's incapable of fixing itself. It will just continue to crater until, an owner who this time last year was running around throwing hats at people and planning his bobblehead and wanted to run for mayor, it seemed, and was everywhere shooting people with water guns. It's time for action. It's time for words from ownership, because he hasn't said anything in a while, and it's time for action. They're the biggest joke in professional baseball. This crap I told you about the schedule, they are the crap team. It's not the other way around. Doesn't matter who they're going to play. The Reds look the best they'll ever look against these guys. The Royals looked as good as they'll ever look against these guys. Like, they almost lost the series to the hapless Angels. Like, Washington looked as good as they're going to look against these guys the first time, and bone, it might happen
Come
again
tomorrow.
This weekend.
And, Jason, to that point, Orioles went into this month, easiest schedule in baseball, the month of May. They're 3-9 in May. 3-9. And even if you were the biggest pessimist about the Orioles, for them to be where they're at right now, second worst record in the American League, they have the second worst run differential in baseball, and they're 12 games below 500. We're not even at Memorial Day at this point. It's beyond getting late early.
They played a series against a team in which they did not face either of their best two starters. Bone, they played 27 innings of baseball. They scored runs in two of those 27 innings. Like, it really is that bad. Like, it's that broken. And don't let them fool you with injuries. Don't let them fool you with excuses. Don't let them fool you with, oh, the starting pitching was so bad, giving up all those early home runs, so we're allowed to wave the white flag. Or it excuses why our offensive approach looks so listless day after day, night after night. That the issue is they can't hit the baseball. They only score when they hit home runs, and they let Taters walk. And Gunnar went from an MVP form to very good form. And Adley's one of the worst everyday players in the major leagues, period. He's a bottom 5% major league hitter in a calendar year, and they're not going to get exponentially better. Some of them are going to keep getting worse. The lineup sucks.
And yet Adley Rutschman, who went into today batting 197, was back in the cleanup spot again.
He's got a 620 OPS. He's got a he's 272 out of 299 hitters since June 20th of last year in OPS. And of course he's batting cleanup. And of course he's doing nothing with anybody on base. And of course he's doing nothing to change his approach. Because why should he? Because they created it. They enabled it. And instead of trying to correct it, they keep forcing it down your throat in the two-hole or the three-hole or the four-hole.
The Twins' bullpen against the Orioles in this series, Jason, 23 and two-thirds shutout innings with 30 strikeouts.
It's not always them. It can't always be them. It's not that Chris Paddock all of a sudden found his form from 5 years ago. It's not that Chris Bubich is going to win a Cy Young this year, although he looks pretty good. It's not that Andrew Abbott is a top five lefty in this league. It's none of that. It's none of that. It is them. They have systemic rot and failure. They have hitting coaches who are completely out of their depth. They have a group of individuals who cannot hold themselves to account, do not have the culture in that locker room to change anything, and they've got a skipper who looks to me like he's just waiting to be fired.
And now it's getting to the point where I kept saying they'd wait Memorial Day, June 1st, but continuing to do nothing and continuing to co-sign this product and you get the hitting coach, Cody Ashe, saying we got the same approach that we were doing last year when we were floundering in the second half. Something needs
They're
to
on 60-win pace.
They can't continue to trot this out. It's embarrassing right now what's going on with this team. They're the biggest disappointment in baseball. And we had Jim Bowden on a couple of days ago, and you would not have found a bigger Mike Elias supporter than Jim Bowden, where he was extremely critical. He had notes ready. He was prepared when we had him on at 5 o'clock. And he even said, Mike Elias is on the clock at this trade deadline, and that he was one of his biggest supporters.
Elias shouldn't get this trade deadline.
This
is on nobody more
than Mike
Elias. Yeah. This is entirely his creation. He was given unfettered autonomy by two different ownership groups, and his response is to make this product exponentially worse on a weekly basis going back two trade deadlines ago. When he's had opportunities to alter the long-term course of this franchise by trading real prospects for real players who you have for more than 1 year, or when you do rent to Corbin Burns, making sure that you build around him enough so that it's not just a wasted year in a vacuum, he's done none of that. He continues to embarrass himself and the warehouse and this ownership group on a daily basis, not just by what's happening here, but what's happening in Miami with Stowers and Norby, what just happened again with Danny Colon, while you can't find guys to do that for you here. Like, it's abject failure. All your best young players, except for Jackson Holliday, can't be getting worse. At the same time, the guys you brought in, Tyler O'Neill, two more hapless strikeouts today, Gary Sanchez hurt. It can't. Your minor league system, go look at three different levels with a team OPS of 640 or lower, right? From double A on down, that's their team OPSs. I'm not bringing up triple A because the guys hitting the ball at triple A, by and large, are guys who've played in the major leagues before, like Soto, like Rivera, who's here now. Like, I'm rooting for Braxton Bragg. You're rooting for Bragg. The closest thing they've done to develop a pitcher is Kyle Bradish. They let him have 10 starts a year ago for nothing to push back a Tommy John we all knew he needed. And now he's probably going to miss all of them. Well, he's definitely missing most of this year. after missing almost all of last year. Like, it's failure, Jason, after failure after failure. When will someone over there, just other than Mike Elias and the lip service he pays, someone say, you know what, people, we see all these empty seats. We see the crappy ratings. We know the product sucks, and we're getting new people in here to affect that product. And I don't mean a new number eight hitter. I don't mean sending Heston down. I mean changing the decision makers.
IA Hall of Famer Lucy Burch is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's going to bring up the mood because she's hilarious and she's awesome. And does she think Bill Belichick is even going to coach for North Carolina? Because Pablo Torre is saying that that's not a certainty. But coming up next for TMI, we're going to keep the Orioles talk rolling. Yennier Cano, he did not pitch today, but he blew the game yesterday, and he has not looked good recently after a great start to his season. Is this a cause for concern, or is this just a blip in his season? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jason, yesterday was a day that Yennier Cano would want to forget. Orioles entered the eighth inning with a one-run lead. Willie Castro singled, then Yennier Cano, or then a stolen base, then Yennier Cano balked, Royce Lewis walked, and then Clemens ended up hitting a three-run homer. Twins ended up winning that game 8-6, and obviously wins have been very tough to come by for the Orioles, and when you're in positions late with a lead and you have a guy that's been very, very good for you over the past couple of years, an all-star in 2023, he's got to get the job done. And Yennier Cano, through his first 12 appearances, had a zero ERA. Really, really good. You look over his past five appearances, 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 7 earned runs, 4 walks, 3 homers he has given up. And you look at his Baseball Savant page, and the ground ball percentage year over year is down over 7%. The ball has been flying a lot more in the air. And then you look at some of his other situations that are a little troubling, or a lot troubling. First batters that Yennier Cano has faced in his 17 appearances kind of reminds me of what we were talking about with Tomo to begin his career. 412 on base. 412 on base for the first 17 guys that he's faced. Runners in scoring position, 921 OPS. High leverage situations, 917 OPS. Even medium leverage situations, 896. We've seen Yennier Cano be really, really good. And I'm not saying he's not, but I think the question is this just a blip, or is this a cause for concern for you, what we've seen?
Bone, they're such an inept baseball team. I have a hard time getting too worked up about Cano's inefficiencies, you know? Like, they
I'm with you, but the problem is where we're at. When he comes in those situations, he has to come through because they have a hard enough time to get him to those situations where he has a lead.
I mean, they're about to get Kittredge back, right, at some point.
Definitely
this month.
Definitely this month.
If they get healthier starting pitching, that's more guys they could move to the pen. Cano has not been good lately. That's a fact. They also built a baseball team that couldn't even really pretend to look anything like a contender when Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn were carrying it, two guys who aren't supposed to be carrying it. And then they stopped hitting way above their weight class because it's baseball, and eventually they would, and nobody stepped up. They faced a lot of bad pitching this year, and they score three runs or less as much as frequently as any team in baseball this year, and they're one of the worst in the league in almost a calendar year. Have we seen the best of Cano? Yeah. Did his elite All-star level period last longer than most could have ever suggested? Yeah. Was he a great find?
Absolutely.
Over 2 years ago? Yeah. Is he anything close to what's wrong with this team? He's a pimple on a donkey's backside at this point. And this baseball team and the everyday players and all the platoons and everything that goes into making them a completely dysfunctional backwards lineup day after day after day, that's the donkey. You know what I mean? That's the donkey. So, like, I can sit here and I can take a pin and I can poke at that pimple and see if I could pop it or, you know, make it go away or find somebody else to pitch these occasional leverage seventh innings. But to your initial point, how often is that even going to happen? Like, honestly, how often is that even going to happen?
And it also goes back to what we were saying during the offseason, bringing in closer insurance. And look, Felix Bautista has been really, really good. Don't get me wrong. But to have another guy that you could trust in high leverage situations when you pick up Gregory Soto, you know, pay him.
Well, the reason he's been really, really good is he's barely had to do, like, there's barely been opportunities for him to do the job.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea of, well, what would he look like if he had to pitch three times in 4 days or back-to-back days?
We don't know.
What's happening?
We may never know.
Does this team look like it's going to be playing too many stretches like that?
No.
I mean, I'm not even being facetious. Like, they've won like 52 of their last 120 something games. I mean, we can sit here and we can talk about them like the way we would have talked about them a year ago or even 2 years ago in regards to this guy who's paid to pitch four innings a week isn't getting it done. But, like, they're playing nine innings, and I say nine because rarely do they even have a lead at home to make it. They're playing nine innings of ball every night in which they need to hit the baseball. They can't hit the baseball. They can't hit the baseball.
Can
no give them better at bats than Tyler O'Neill right now? Now that I'll have that
You'd
conversation
like to see
with you. you want to get creative? You've built a you've got a Herculean problem here. Like, you want to get creative to try to solve it? You know, we can. Like, I'm here for whatever, but I just feel like I can't get my head around anything other than they played 27 innings of baseball in 2 days, and they scored in two of those innings.
Coming up at 5, we're going to get back into the Ravens schedule. What are our biggest takeaways of it? We will tell you at the top of the hour. But coming up next, it's IA Hall of Famer. You know her. You love her. She's Lucy Bird. She is our Bill Belichick correspondent. Is Bill Belichick going to possibly not even coach at North Carolina? We'll get Burge's thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Next on the Fan. We are live from Prince George's Stadium ahead of the Chesapeake Bay Sox taking on Akron, 6:35 first pitch. Interested in coming to the game? Get tickets at baysox.com. We'll give you some of their promotions for this weekend after the break. And also, if you want to join us, 410-583-1057. Any thoughts on the Ravens schedule? Any thoughts on the Orioles season continuing to torpedo out of control? 410-583-1057. But we're bringing the vibes up because we're bringing on IA Hall of Famer, Lucy Burge. And Lucy, you are our Bill Belichick correspondent. And I did not have Pablo Torre being the insider in all of the news regarding all of this. But do you think Bill Belichick could potentially not coach for the University of North Carolina?
Yes, well, good afternoon. As I said the other day, Pablo Torre is doing the Lord's work when it comes to the story, because from the clouds is Pablo Torre with all of this information. Belichick's family starts to talk to him, apparently, about everything that is going on. And from what he is saying, it sounds like there's a possibility that Belichick might not coach a single game for UNC. And I feel like the only way that would happen is if she becomes even more of a distraction than she already is. Because Belichick, as we've talked about, it was when he was a NFL coach, he was the no distractions guy. Zero distractions, do your job. And now he is nothing but distractions. So I think if something like it's died down. So I feel like I am way, way more on the side of he will coach a season at UNC and then see how they do, and then it will be based on how the team does. I don't think if he ends up not coaching at UNC, it will be because of Jordan Hudson. But it is, if I was UNC, I would be a little concerned, just slightly concerned. I'd have to be releasing statements about things, and he hasn't even coached a game yet.
Do you think it's possible that this ends in, like, truly inglorious fashion? Like, she does something totally bizarre during a press conference, during a game, at halftime, that just literally sort of forces them to, like, nip it in the bud, like, blow it up in real time, like, immediate termination for cause because she's just out of control?
Of course, there's always the possibility, and I could foresee this happening if something happens during a game where she feels like UNC has been wronged or something, and she is very vocal about it, like as a ref or like something. But I think so I'm on the side of he will coach and things will be fine. So I think it's good that this is happening now, because if this happened during the season, maybe a little different, because maybe now someone has gotten in her ear and said, look, you can't be doing this and Bill keep his job. And it's best for everybody if Bill keeps his job, because then you be, you know, Miss Chapel Hill, the first lady of Chapel Hill. So don't ruin this. So she was on the verge of ruining all of this. And it did not fall off a cliff completely, though it almost did. And I think it was saved, and now it won't fall off a cliff. I mean, anything is possible. I could see something insane because this all happened overnight in a crazy way. So I am not ruling out anything crazy happening, but it could be just something that she's off the cuff remark. Like Giselle saying that Tom Brady can't throw and catch the ball at the same time was a massive thing, and that was just an off the cuff remark. So if she makes some kind of off the cuff remark that UNC is, it makes them look bad, I mean, everything could go to hell. So it's always possible, and of course I think that is going to happen because it's Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
Well, Lucy, I feel like at the beginning of this relationship, you were the biggest supporter. You loved this relationship, Jordan Hudson.
You're rooting for these crazy kids.
Rooting on Jordan Hudson. And now, like, Pablo Torre, what was it, one of the staffers saying that Jordan Hudson is one of the worst human beings that he's ever been around. Like,
yes.
Has your viewpoint changed on Jordan at all?
Well, I like to view it in the sense that she is just a businesswoman and she's getting her bag. And I, you know, in this economy, in this world, you gotta do that. So I think that maybe being the worst person someone has ever dealt with ever is a tough look. And so that's tough to come back from but you know, who knows what's true? Maybe, and that's just a lie. I don't know. And maybe she's a great person. However, there was also, I think it was the Daily Mail, a writer talked about dealing with Jordan Hudson and said that Jordan left a message that said, this is Jordan Hudson, call me. And so they got on the phone and the writer said, and I listened and I listened and I listened because Jordan was just talking about what she thinks. So I think it's a tough spin. We're in an area where it's tough to spin this now, as I had been trying to before. But I am happy that if they are happy, I am happy, but I wouldn't want to come across them and deal with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you there. we live at a time when the schedule release in the NFL is supposed to be a thing. I guess we're supposed to really want to consume these various announcements and such. Did you actually watch any of these videos? Like, do you do this? I mean, some of these things are like 8 to 10 minutes long.
Dude, the Ravens was a production. You got to watch the Ravens.
I'm not watching it.
Dude, the Ravens, they went all out.
I'm not watching it.
All out. So here's the thing. One of my friends does the social media for the Patriots. So she is heavily, heavily involved. A lot of the over the years schedule release videos have been her brainchild. So I always watch the Patriots one. However, I did not have any interest in watching a single other one. The Titans one, I think last year, was the, I mean, sometimes I come across that. That's maybe the best one besides Patriots ones, in the past few years. But a lot of them are Minecraft themed or like video game, and I'm not into that. So I have no interest in what I try to hype myself up for schedule release videos, and I have zero interest. But I did see the Falcons trolled Jordan and Bill in theirs. Did I still knowing that, did I watch the video? No, I did not, because I don't have interest in the schedule release videos. I'm with you.
We're speaking to IA Hall of Famer Lucy Burge. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Lucy, your Celtics, Jason Tatum's injury, just it's been a rough few days for Boston Celtics fans.
Yes, it's been tough, and it was really sickening to see that because immediately, you know, it looked horrific. But I think there is still hope, and I still think Celtics in six. I think this has pulled them together. Luke Kornet legacy game? Did anybody see that coming? No.
Looks better than Porzingis.
Yes, I think there is still a lot of fight in this team. The problem is they win this series and then what? I don't know how much momentum they can really carry forward. However, if they win this series, there might not be any stopping them. I mean, they could still win the finals without Jason Tatum. Do it for JT is now the rally cry, and I still believe in the Celtics. So I think the win last night was huge. Obviously, because they're still in it. And I think Timothy Chalamet is going to be very disappointed at the end of this series because I think the Knicks are not going to win the series, and I still see the Celtics winning the series at least and moving on, if not, you know, winning the NBA Finals. So I'm already got my parade outfit ready, so they better, you know, win it.
Is it Dunkin' Donuts themed?
Good question.
The parade outfit?
It should be, yes. I will wear my Dunkin' tracksuit. I think, you know what, I would bring it out for that. I would do that.
That's a worthwhile reason. So how have the predicting of the Dungs been lately? And are we looking to the Texas Rangers tonight for our beacon of home run hope?
Also, we haven't gotten an update. How's the juggling coming along?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's still juggling's great. I feel like I'm getting better, right? It looks the same as it was 2 weeks ago. I'm really advancing. I really need to buckle down and actually learn because I've just been trying to figure it out freeform. Like maybe it'll just click in my brain, but I think I should do step-by-step instructions, which I've tried. But Don Queen's streak is at one. Shohei Ohtani did hit one. Thank you to him. I need this one tonight because I've already three of my dongs, Gunnar Henderson did not hit one, not hit today. So I need Adolis Garcia to hit a home run tonight. He has two home runs off of Hunter Brown already. He's facing Hunter Brown, and he just hit a home run yesterday, so he has some momentum. So Adolis Garcia to hit a home run is my last chance today to keep the Dong Queen streak going.
How can the people find you, Lucy?
Find me on social media, at Lucille Burge on Twitter and Instagram, and Lucy Burge on TikTok.
You're the best, Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy. We'll talk next week.
You guys are the best. Talk to you next week.
See ya. Coming up next, we're going to take your calls, 410-583-1057. The month of May was supposed to be the turnaround, Jason.
Yeah.
The Orioles are 3-9 in the month of May. Heading into it, it was the easiest month in baseball for the Orioles in terms of winning percentage against their opponents. They have started 3-9. Your thoughts on that? When should the Orioles make a move? We've seen a couple of teams fire their managers or fire some hitting coaches.
When's enough?
GM, what? 410-583-1057. And also, if you want to weigh in on the Ravens schedule, we'll take your calls on that as well next on the Fan. The Twins shut out the Orioles 4-0 today to complete a second sweep over the Orioles in as many weeks. And hat tip to our friend, IA Hall of Famer, Jacob Calvin Meyer, tweeted this out. The Orioles have been swept in three of their past six series. The Orioles were swept only three times in their previous 153 series, Jason, a span that began May 16th, 2022, and ended April 24th, 2025.
They've played 130 games since June 20th of last year. They're 57-73. Only six teams have fewer wins. Of those 130 games, 65 times, exactly half, they've scored three runs or less. The only teams that have done that more are the Guardians, the Rockies, the Rays, and the White Sox. The Orioles are 27-35 at home since June 20th last year. Only the Rockies, Marlins, and White Sox have a worse home winning percentage in that span. The Orioles are 19th in batting average, 19th in runs scored, and 19th in on-base percentage since June 20th of last year. It's a calendar year, people. It's who they are.
410-583-1057, your thoughts on the Orioles. When should a change be made? Whether it's hitting coach, manager, GM, something has to be done because this has been completely unacceptable. The Orioles have been the most disappointing team in baseball this year without question. 410-583-1057. Let's go out to Kevin in Easton. Kevin, you're on the fan.
You guys got me?
Yep.
All right. I just want to say I think a lot of people have been scared to say it, but Jason, you've been right on it since that Yankee series last year, and you've called it in real time, and I really appreciate that. And just one thing, I hope they make some changes before the trade deadline so this doesn't put us back even further in the future. Thank you, guys.
No, Thanks, Kevin. I just don't know how you can entrust the person who made the problem this poorly and who has really – he sucks at a lot of things. What Mike Elias probably sucks worse at is taking a team's temperature at the trade deadline and making it better. He's made it markedly worse every year. I don't know how at this critical juncture, when him doubling and tripling down on his own stubbornness got us here, to think that he's the guy to reverse course with everything. They're not producing hitters and they're not producing pitchers and they don't have set positions and they can't field the ball and they can't hit cutoff guys and they don't know what base to throw to. But this guy is going to turn it around.
410-583-1057. Let's go back out. Ethan is in Hampstead. Ethan, you're on the fan.
Afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
Hey there.
Good.
I'm still wondering how many worms died today after all the 100 ground balls the Orioles hitters hit into today. But, do you think there's any buyer's remorse yet from the ownership on maybe this thing wasn't such a product as they had thought? Mm-hmm. And, just look at Elias. Everything aside from the Corbin Burnes trade at the major league level has been an abject failure. And all of his young players just seem soft. They seem soft. They roll over.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
They've got a major culture problem. We saw it deteriorating in real time last year. We predicted it. We called it out as it was happening. We begged them in a multitude of different ways to address it by bringing in a Tommy Pham, by really changing up their hitting approach, not just promoting this guy and shuffling the deck, but having systemic changes into what they were doing to prepare these kids for the games. Changing the lineup, sitting Adley's ass, making Adley bat ninth. How's that feel? Does that change anything about you? Does that bring out something different in the caliber of your at-bats? Like, they've done none of it. And to the caller's point about the worm burners, Chris Paddock, 8 of his last 9 outs that he recorded, and he recorded 21 of them, were ground balls or strikeouts.
It's been a joke, and they're shut out again, and they were another 0-for in runners in scoring position, 0-for-6. They're batting well below 200 with runners in scoring position. It's been – it's just incredible the fact that 2 years ago they were the most fun team in baseball to watch, and we would have on – different beat reporters, we'd have on national guys saying like, oh my gosh, this team is so young and fun and they're never out of a game. Where now you get down early, Sugano, who wasn't bad, but he gave up the back-to-back home runs.
He's going to give up a lot of home runs. And as it gets hotter, he's going to give up more home runs. And as he faces real lineups, he's going to give up home runs.
And that's the majority of the earned runs he's given up has been via home run. But that being said, 4 runs shouldn't do you in every single night. Where here it's like they haven't had a come from behind win. I think I saw the stat. They haven't had a come from behind win being down by 4 more runs since last April 2024. It's crazy. When they're down, they're out.
Their culture is rotten to the core, and it's set by Mike Elias, and every tentacle, his hands are, he is the octopus. All eight arms are his. Everything they do, from what they put in place to teach these kids at the Dominican Academy, to tonight's lineup, to preferred relievers, to it's all him, and it's all horribly broken, and he has to go yesterday.
Andy Kosko, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner, he's going to be joining us at 5:30. We're going to hear Brandon Hyde post-game press conference at 5:15. But coming up next, we're going to get back into the Ravens, back into the Ravens' schedule. What do we like about it? What do we not like about it? That brutal start to the season, can they come out of that with a winning record, 4-2? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.